Dr. Penske dictating a female IME on Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Sylvester, S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-E-R. Joyce Sylvester is a 70-year-old woman who described she was injured at work on 6/23/21. Apparent at that time, she tripped on the corner of a chair and her left breast slash chest hit the corner of the desk. Apparent she then fell onto her right arm. Apparent she had further evaluation and understands her final diagnosis to be a hematoma found on an ultrasound. Apparently she also had a mammogram and an injection with contrast into her right shoulder. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Sylvester alleged she tripped and fell on a chair mat, injuring her chest and right shoulder. Period. Medical records show she was seen on 6/23/21 by Dr. Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N, period. She described she tripped that day, striking her left chest wall against the desk and had pain and a lump in the left breast. Period. She had a normal mammogram a few months ago and no lump was seen. Period. She did not have any outward signs of trauma. Period. However, there was a mass and abnormal tenderness at the left breast behind the nipple. Period. She was diagnosed with a contusion of the left chest wall and a traumatic hematoma. Period. She was referred for chest x-rays. Period. She followed up on 6/30/21 when Dr. Carson reiterated his diagnoses and cleared her for full duty as of that day. Period. On 7/9/21, she saw Dr. Scratch that. She saw Dr. Carson through 7/19/21. Period. On this visit, he noted an ultrasound showed a hematoma with recommendation to repeat it in 8 to 12 weeks. Period. On exam this visit, she had left chest wall tenderness and a hematoma of the breast. Period. She also had tenderness in the right subdeltoid bursa. Period. Another diagnosis of contusion of the left chest wall as well as right pain in the right upper limb were rendered. Period. She was referred for an MRI for the latter. Period. In the paragraph, Ms. Sylvester was seen by Dr. Atkinson at WorkNet on 7/8/21. Period. She noted the mechanism of injury and found slight enlargement ecchymosis noted to the left breast and nipple. Period. There was tenderness palpation to the area surrounding the left areola. There was also a palpable mass behind the left nipple. Period. Breathing appears even and unlabored. Period. She had full range of motion of the right shoulder and elbow. Period. Dr. Atkinson diagnosed left breast contusion and right arm strain. Period. She recommended ultrasound of the left breast as well as to continue over-the-counter Tylenol. Period. On 7/15/21, she did have an ultrasound of the left breast that showed a palpable lump corresponds with probable hematoma. Period. Short-term follow-up in 8 to 12 weeks was recommended. pregnant paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz beginning 7/22/21. Period. She complained of persistent right shoulder pain and lack of motion. Period. X-rays of the shoulder in the office showed no fracture, dislocation, or abnormal calcification. Period. She had somewhat decreased range of motion of the right shoulder. Pretty diagnosed right shoulder rotator cuff tendonitis with impingement. Period. They discussed various treatment options. Period. Corticosteroid injection was instilled to the shoulder that day. Period. She followed up on 8/23/21 and reported the injection seemed to resolve her discomfort. Period. She had full rotation and no weakness. Period. Dr. Lipschultz then discharged her from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. On 8/25/21, the petitioner was seen by physician assistant Jackson at MedCom Health Services. Period. She was complaining of anxiety disorder. Period. Other medical problems included cancer in the fallopian tubes with hysterectomy in 1992. Comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, impaired fasting glucose, comma, anemia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and hypothyroidism. Period. She was given additional diagnoses of chronic angle closure glaucoma bilaterally at severe stage, comma, low back pain, comma, urinary tract infection, comma, age-related osteoporosis without current pathologic fracture, comma, and unspecified hematuria, comma, melena, comma, unspecified macular degeneration, comma, pain in the ankle and joints, comma, nicotine dependence, period. She admitted to not being compliant with her hyperlipidemia medications, period. She remained on static medications for her other medical problems. This included continuing celecoxib for the pain in an ankle and foot, period. New paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 3/7/22, period. He diagnosed traumatic incomplete tear of the right rotator cuff and superior glenoid labrum lesion of the right shoulder, period. He went over her course of treatment with the various practitioners to date, period. Standard x-rays were performed and by report were negative, but he did not have the actual films, period. His exam was consistent with a partial versus full thickness rotator cuff tear, comma, probable slop lesion, and mild post-traumatic adhesive capsulitis. Pretty recommended an MRI arthrogram and continuing at full duty, period. The MR arthrogram was done on 6/8/22 and will be inserted here. She returned to Dr. Dwyer on 8/22/22 to review these results, period. Her shoulder was feeling a little bit better, but she had pain when reaching for something, period. He noted the arthrogram results and diagnosed strain of the right rotator cuff, comma, right shoulder primary osteoarthritis, comma, and right shoulder pain. Barrett, he deemed she was at maximum medical improvement, having declined injection therapy on that occasion. Barrett, she could use a heating pad and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Sylvester underwent an ultrasound of the left breast on 9/2/22 to be inserted. Period. The two hematomas in the left breast at the 9 o'clock position have resolved since the prior examination of 7/15/21. There were no residual abnormalities in these locations. Per the study of 7/15/21, specifically showed a hematoma at the 9 o'clock position, 2 centimeters from the nipple, previously measuring 1.3 by 1.2 by 1.4 centimeters. Per this was completely resolved with no visible scarring. Paired a second small hematoma at the 9 o'clock position that was 1 centimeter from the nipple, previously measuring 0.7 by 0.9 by 1.1 centimeter, has also completely resolved. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Sylvester had a thyroid ultrasound on 11/9/09, paired on 3/27/15. She had a screening mammogram at the age of 62, period. There were no suspicious masses, calcifications, or other abnormalities. Period. The breast tissue was heterogeneously dense and may limit the sensitivity of the mammogram in the detection of breast cancer, period. She had another mammogram at 3/28/16 compared to studies of 3/27/15, 3/19/14, 3/18/13, 10/10/11, and 11/9/09, period. It showed asymmetry within the left lateral breast on the CC projection, and an asymmetry within the superior left breast on the MLO projection. For which further evaluation with diagnostic mammography and if indicated, targeted left breast ultrasound is advised. Period, and underline this. This seems to correlate with the area of her work injury. Period. She did undergo serial mammogram studies running through 10/16/20, period. There was no mammogramic evidence for malignant neoplasm, period. It was compared to studies from 10/10/11 through 3/17/20, period. The previously reported asymmetry in the craniocaudal projection is not currently evident. Period. In the paragraph, she was also seen by physician assistant Jackson on 2/11/15 for a physical. Period. She was rendered routine, preventive, and curative treatment care from this facility over the ensuing years, running through 8/25/21, period. She was referred for laboratory studies, period. She was going to have surgery for glaucoma on 1/7/20 and 1/21/20. Prayer two is to continue to cycle benzoprine for low back pain. And celecoxib for her foot slash ankle pain. Period. She did not have any acute symptomatology such as that would correlate with the subject event. Period. And underline this, the last note I see is dated 6/15/21. Period. The record list says we have their notes through 8/25/21. Period. Please try to locate that progress note since it is important relative to the work injury. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Sylvester had bone densitometry done on 3/27/15 and found osteoporosis in the lumbar spine, as well as osteopenia in the left hip and left femoral neck. Period. This was repeated on 2/21/19. Period. Okay, physical exam. Lungs and torso. Normal, followed by there was mild left upper quadrant. Breast tenderness to palpation that was guided by the examinee's hand. Period. Extremities upper. Right shoulder motion was limited to 30 degrees of adduction, 160 degrees of abduction, 140 degrees of flexion, and 75 degrees of internal rotation. Period extension and external rotation were full. Period motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full on spheres with a crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder could not be performed. Period spine cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions. On 6/23/21, Joyce Sylvester tripped and fell at work, striking her left chest against the desk and her right hand on the floor. Period. She was seen that same day in an urgent care facility and initiated on conservative measures. Period. In short order, she was feeling better and was released from care. Period. She later sought additional treatment and on 7/15/21 had an ultrasound of the left breast to be inserted. Period. She much later had a repeat study on 9/2/22 to be inserted. Period. She also had a right shoulder MR arthrogram on 6/8/22 to be inserted. Period. She received orthopedic treatment from Dr. Lipschultz with an injection that provided significant relief. Period. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, who was concerned about a rotator cuff tear. Period. New paragraph, and put this in yellow. It does not appear the petitioner complained of the work-related symptoms to her primary care physicians who were treating her throughout this period of time. Period. Physician assistant Jackson did not document any treatment to the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Sylvester is unremarkable. Pray there was only mild tenderness, palpation about the left upper outer quadrant of the breast that was guided by her own hand. Pray there was no tenderness about the chest wall, and barrel compression maneuver was negative. Pray her breathing was even and unlabored. Pray she demonstrated decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder. That may not have been seen by the orthopedic specialists. Opening paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the chest or breast. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. She, in my recollection, seems to have osteoarthritis of the right shoulder. End.